Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 102 of Speak On It. I am your host, Andy Ocean. As always, you're joined by the man with the coolest background on earth, in the new crib, in the Packers jersey. Look at the background, Losty Mix. You living the dream. How you doing?
First off, my brother, as always, it is a blessing to be here with you today. I'm lucky to be joining you from the new crib. This would be my new aesthetic for a while now, as I, you know, brought it home. But my brother, I'm doing good, man. We was off last week. I was, you know, between moving and being out of town, last week was kind of a lot. So glad to be here. And man, I'm lucky to be here with you. How are you doing? Hold on. While you talk, I gotta fix one thing. You go ahead.
All right. I am doing well. Life is good. No complaints on my end. Again, we were off last week. I took that time. My wife and I hung out a little bit. We've been going for these daily walks lately. Like, as soon as she logs out for the day, like, we'll go outside, we'll walk around the neighborhood. It's been raining recently, but we haven't done it in a couple of days. But it's been really nice. It's been the best part of my day. So we did that last week. We went on a little bit longer walk since it was Tuesday. So, yeah, everything's going well.
How far do y'all's walks be? Is it fairly long walks or is it short walks?
It's a solid mile. It's a solid 20-25 minute walk.
Really? That's like a nice little burn.
Like, you might, yeah, like break it,
you might break a sweat.
Yeah. I mean, you
might break more of a sweat than the Lakers did in the Western Conference Finals. I'll tell you the fuck what.
Listen, man, I'm not the smallest man on earth. It don't take much to make me sweat. Pause. But
thank you.
Yeah.
I don't want to be the pause police today, but if someone's got to do it, then damn it, I'm going to do it.
It's okay. That's why we really appreciate you. Before we get started tonight, let's do some housekeeping items. As always, the show is brought to you by goingfortwo.com. Head over to goingfortwo.com for all your daily fantasy needs. Also, the draft is over. Your dynasty rookie drafts are over. How are you looking for a way to keep your league engaged? Might be a question that keeps popping up, especially since the season, I believe, is either 100 days away or 99 days away, according to Adam Schefter. I can't believe that tweet came out this morning or yesterday. But all that being said, Going for Two offers a one-hour show dedicated to your dynasty league, including rankings, analysis, trade ideas, etc. Head over to goingfortwo.com/PLP. For more information. Again, the Going for Two family, they get together, they look over everyone's roster, talk about potential trade ideas, dissect your league. It's a pretty good bargain. Thoroughly enjoy the episodes. It's a lot of fun. So head over again, goingfortwo.com/PLP to get your more information on how to get a customized podcast around your dynasty league.
Speaking of dynasty leagues.
Yeah.
My man, how about my man Kyle Senra? I don't know if he's in here yet, but
I don't think he's in here yet.
Yeah, but let me tell you something. Kyle has been trying to do a little bit more business with me. I told him I was interested in some wide receivers. He's been trying to throw Rashad Bateman my way. Obviously, you know, with Lamar coming back and me having just a lot of Raven steak between Lamar, between Mark Andrews. I also got Roquan Smith. So I kind of go as the Baltimore Ravens go. So Kyle sent me this trade. Rashad Bateman. I would get Rashad Bateman and I would send a 2024 second and a 2024 third. And
that's not bad.
Now, remind you, this is the same Ravens team that signed Odell and drafted Jordan Addison.
It is. No, he went to Minnesota. Addison went to Minnesota.
They added another wide receiver.
Zay Flowers.
Mm-hmm. They added Zay Flowers. So what does that say about how the front office views Rashad Bateman?
Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked if he was on the move during training camp if someone like hurt themselves. I have a beef with Greg. So the other day, Greg posted this article in the chat about Calvin Ridley. I have been trying to trade for Calvin Ridley for the past 3 months, and I have offered Greg fair deal after fair deal. I even made a deal that was I would have taken the L, but I wanted Calvin Ridley. I wanted that second, that third elite pass catcher. And every time he has some excuse on why he can't deal Calvin Ridley. So in the chat, Greg's like, oh, Calvin Ridley's on the trade block. And it's like, fuck you, dog. No, he's not. You are lying to everyone in this group.
He's trying to finagle the people. I'm telling you, he don't do deals unless he wins. Listen, y'all going to hear what I'm saying about that man. Listen, y'all be wondering why I be giving him a hard time. Because I be seeing what he be trying to do. He be trying to fool the people.
He is not a serious person.
He not like me. See, I'm really building through the draft, building through my team development. You know, last year, I still feel like I had the team that could have won the championship. We just didn't get hot at the right enough times.
Team got hot at the right time.
Exactly. But I look at my team and I'm like, yo, this is a team that was a top two seed last year. Like, there's a lot of chemistry here. So I may not need to change a lot. But I'm gonna tell you right now, I think the team that I have with some of the pieces I have, I'm gonna tell everyone right now, some of my best moves may have came after the draft. Like I told people, that Sam Laporta pickup, I'm surprised he sat there. I'm surprised he didn't get drafted for one. Now I'm surprised he sat there for like a day or two. If I have to be the team that runs a lot, if we have to be a little beefier on my team, multiple tight end set, that's fine.
That's how I won last year. I had multiple tight ends last year. That was the secret. And another secret in our league, having a safety as your independent safeties get more points in your league. That was my secret. Like I had
I also don't feel like I needed to even do that because when it comes to IDPs, I have the two best IDP players in the league. Like my team's well rounded between Roquan. I got Roquan and Aloquan. Okay. Roquan Smith and Aloquan from Jacksonville. Just tackling machines. They give me like 10 points a game. Now think about that. All they do is get tackles.
I have Mago Bosa in the safety from the Texans, Petrie. He low-key saved me a lot last year. Like a safety that plays in the box.
Yeah, I mean, listen. All I'm going to say is I think the more I look at my team, the more I think my team's going to be really competitive. Next year, I think Tank Bigsby, I'm hearing, has been doing well, which was my second round pick from last year. That was my first one, my one of two or three picks that a total I had. So if Sky Moore takes the next step, who knows? I know the word around town is the Chiefs may be picking up DeAndre Hopkins, but they also see Kadarius Toney as a potential number one wide receiver. So I don't know. I think my team has potential to do something. I don't know. We got any more housekeeping items? Are you ready to get into it?
Because I'm ready. Let's do it. All right.
So Danny, today we're gonna obviously start off by talking about, you know, a little NBA. We got the NBA finals coming up. What is that, Thursday?
Yep.
Thursday or is it this weekend?
Thursday.
It's Thursday. Yeah, the NBA finals on Thursday. The NBA finals are on Thursday. All right. So maybe I need to cancel all my plans because I might need to watch that. Yes. Anyway. Yeah, the NBA Finals on Thursday, so we're going to start in the NBA, right? Let's start with the game yesterday because the Eastern Conference Finals came to a dramatic end. So last time we talked, I don't even know if the Eastern Conference Finals had started yet.
I don't believe so.
And quickly after they started, it was sort of similar to the Lakers and Nuggets. It was quickly 3-0 yep. Miami, and everyone was like, how the fuck did we get here? Like, we're about to be waiting for over a week for the NBA Finals to start. And then Boston, they began a run, right? They began a run of an impressive Game 4 win at home. I mean, on the road in Miami. Game 5 at home. Game 6, you know, back on the road in Miami. Won by the sliver of their teeth. The luckiest putback ever. And yesterday was the culmination of it. Game 7. Two best words in sports, my man. Game 7. Whew. Brother, it felt like a Game 7 to one team, and it felt like I don't know what it felt like to the Celtics, but that won Game 7. But all in all, after it was all said and done, the Miami Heat, after going up 3-0, blowing a three-game lead, They won, led a lot by their defense, a lot of clutch shot making. We saw Caleb Martin come up big. We saw Kyle Lowry with a couple big shots. We saw Jimmy Butler with a couple big shots. So I want to ask you,
yep,
what's the bigger story here? The Celtics' unsuccessful quest at making history, or the number 8 seed Miami Heat, who beat not one, not two, but 3 of the top 5 seeds in the East?
Let's go on the record by me saying I hate the Miami Heat, right? Like, I hate that whole Heat culture foolishness, but dog, we're talking about a Heat team.
Hold on. Wait a minute. My Siri is talking to me.
Hey, that's the police, dog. I told that's you about the feds.
That's the feds.
That is the feds.
Whoa. All right, now start over.
I'll start with saying I hate the Heat. Like, I hate Pat Riley. I respect them. I get it. I just hate the Heat because of the Maverick connection in 06. Dirk should have 2 rings, not one. Anywho, I think we need to remember that this Heat team lost to the Atlanta Hawks, and they were down double digits in the fourth in that play-in game and almost missed the playoffs. Tyler Hero breaks his hand the first round, first game against Milwaukee, and now we find ourselves with the Miami Heat in the finals. Like, that is an amazing story. Oh, and I know a lot of people are talking about, Heat Denver might not do well for the ratings. I'll go on that rant a little bit later, but the story in this, right, that Jimmy Butler has willed this team from almost
he didn't play the best this last series.
But this team is going to the beat of Jimmy's drum, right? Like, right. Eric Spoelstra, his confidence bleeds down to the players, but there's got to be someone in the locker room in the trenches with you to feed off, and that's Jimmy, right? He has willed this team from almost missing the playoffs entirely to the NBA Finals. That story is a lot more impressive than the Celtics winning 3 games. Like you said, it should have been over in 6. That lucky putback, the refs added 0.3 seconds or how much time, just enough time for him to get that putback. Great shot, no disrespect. The Heat have been the better team this entire series. The Heat have been the best team in the East the entire playoffs. Like, that, if he pulls this off, like, we need to start having a real conversation.
What's the real conversation then?
Where does Jimmy Butler rank in the pantheon of all-timers?
It's hard to say. I think with a ring, Jimmy Butler definitely puts himself in the category of, I mean, it's hard to say. I think
because for me, we don't put Jimmy in that superstar tier. Like, it's Giannis, it's Jokic. Like, most people don't put Jimmy – most people say Jimmy Butler is a star. I don't know many people that put Jimmy Butler as a superstar. Like,
well, I don't want to talk to those people because those people don't know what the hell they're talking about. Jimmy Butler is a superstar. It's hard for me to say anyone's not a superstar when they're making, like – when a team's maxing you out, like giving you the max contract, you're not a scrub. You're right.
Yeah. I've always been on the fence about Jimmy being a superstar. Like, I feel like he's a great number two, but like this, even playoff Jimmy, right? Like, now this is a thing. Like, this is like, he might be okay in the regular season, but dog, don't let this boy get in the playoffs.
So this is my thing is, has Jimmy Butler really been the number two everywhere he's gone, or has he been a number one that's been on the move?
I think it's the latter, right? He was in Minnesota. He was too rough for them boys.
He was too real. He was too real for Carl Anthony Towns.
Cat said, no, thank you. He went to Philadelphia. They picked Tobias Harris over him. He landed in Miami, and this is the second time he has been to the finals with the Miami Heat.
And Philly, I just think it's funny because I look back on it. Boy, y'all had a lot of time that y'all just let go, and y'all haven't been – out of the second round. So at what point
you know what they should do? They should blow it up.
Nah, they don't want to do that. They gonna
trade Joel. Trade Joel, do it.
To who?
We know Joel needs to go.
Who?
He wants to go play with Luka.
No, he does. Where do you get these lies from?
Who doesn't want to play with Luka?
So Kyle says the Heat beat the top 3 seeds in the East, but those might be 3 of the 5 best teams in the NBA. Should we give credit for Spoelstra for unlocking the best version of Butler?
I'll say this about Spo. Jimmy Butler is a sociopath. Eric Spoelstra is a sociopath, and I think Eric Spoelstra is the only coach that understands Jimmy in that light, because Jimmy moves differently than other NBA players and especially other stars, right? Again, like he running into Timberwolves practice, beating him with the scrubs, and then talking to Rachel Nichols 10 minutes later. I think Spoelstra is cut from that same cloth, and they understand each other. I think that's what works between those two.
So my thing is, I know we all want to talk about what the Heat did, mm-hmm. and why don't we talk more about what the Celtics just failed to do? Over the course of 7 games, I would say 3.5 of those games, I definitely came away thinking, golly, the Celtics, if they didn't shoot themselves in the foot, they might be winning.
Yep.
This may not be a series if they didn't shoot themselves in the foot.
I think I saw a stat that Caleb Martin made more threes than Tatum and Brown combined.
Yeah. I mean, listen, when you're getting outplayed by Caleb Martin, and all respect to Caleb Martin, but we said it in the series versus the Knicks. We said it, not the Knicks. We said it in the series versus the Sixers. We said it in the series versus the Hawks. When the Celtics are playing like themselves and they're not making a lot of mistakes, they're a hard team to beat because they have a lot of good pieces everywhere. It's when they start playing like a young team that they get in these, they go on these ruts, these ebbs and these flows, and they start struggling. Mm-hmm. Miami is just not the team that you want to struggle with, because they play really, really sound quality basketball. Like yep. really sound quality basketball. They don't make a lot of mistakes. They don't beat themselves. So I just think back on how the hell do you even get in a 3-0 hole to begin with?
I don't think they took the Heat seriously. I'm gonna be honest, they're the number two seed. Yeah, they're the 8th seed. They got a bunch of undrafted guys. Like, hey man, let's just go in here, lock Jimmy Butler up best we can, and let's go on about our business. And they didn't.
They thought shit was sweet. And the Heat basically said, no, shit is not as sweet as you think it is, buddy. And like Akili saying in the chat, like I saw Charles Barkley really say this yesterday, that you know the Celtics really tried their best to win off of talent. And man, when that three's not hidden, they play a lot of ISO ball, they chuck up a lot of threes, and they don't really keep the continuous ball movement going.
Yeah, last night in the fourth, who was on the broadcast? It was Reggie Miller and Harlan, I believe.
And Jeff Van Gundy.
Stan Van Gundy. And I remember they had just cut the lead to like 11 or 10, and then it blowed it back up to 15, and then Jaylen Brown comes down, takes a terrible three, and Van Gundy's like, man, they're shooting like they got to get this all back in one possession, and mm-hmm. they can't. And it's like, yeah, like the second half of that fourth, everyone stood around the three-point line. And we're just going to pass the joint around. If someone gets an open three, good. If not, we're just going to chuck up a contested three.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I feel for Coach Mazzulla, right? He got put in this very interesting situation early in the season because of Ime Udoka.
The horny man.
Nia Long and everything in between. Although now we look back on it, Ime, maybe they missed you a little bit, brother. Anyway. It's actually, I'll get to that. I think I'm going to get to that now. Fuck what I was just saying.
Okay.
Listen, they say karma is a bitch.
Dog, he was upstairs.
Listen, y'all let that man go.
That man was breaking a whole bunch of rules that you are not supposed to do at work.
ISO on me. I don't care what you're talking about. ISO on me real quick. Listen, y'all knew that man was moving. Y'all knew that man was out here getting this freak on, word to Missy Elliott. And y'all was cool with it when y'all was winning games. But as soon as it was somebody in the organization's wife, now it's a situation. Now it's a problem. So y'all let this man go because somebody wanted to be petty and couldn't get out their feelings, even though his wife was choosing. Okay, cool. Well, that's nobody else's business.
Jesus.
And what is ultimately the one thing that keeps this team from going right back to the NBA Finals? Coaching. Well, coaching and made threes. So He who laughs first laughs last, because Ime Udoka is having the very last laugh right now. Because at the end of the day, the Rockets, the Nets, and the Celtics all are doing the same thing this summer. Cancun on three. 1, 2, 3. Cancun. Oh, yeah.
I want to put a pin right there to anyone listening or watching. Do not sleep with married people. It's a very, very easy.
Nah, fuck that. Bust them cheeks down.
It's a very easy.
Nah.
Do not sleep with married people.
Listen, if they throwing you that ass, you cannot pass.
More people, I am going to step on a very strong limb and say more people have been killed because they were sleeping with someone else's spouse than anything else, maybe other than gun violence. And that's probably an undertone of gun violence. Listen,
and to everyone else, it ain't tricking if you got it.
Do not sleep with someone's spouse unless you are willing to pay the price.
Listen, if they don't want to keep it in the house, why I gotta announce?
We're going to show early tonight. Jesus, man.
Listen.
Send help.
Oh, man. Bam said, Nia said that until you do right by me, everything you think about will crumble. Well, they ain't crumbling over in Houston yet.
he crumbled underneath that woman in Boston.
Oh, man. No, Kyle, it wouldn't have meant anything, because even if they would have won a title, Ime Udoka wasn't getting a ring. He did nothing with that team this year. He just helped construct the roster.
Brad Stevens got to be sick, man. And now he got to pay Jaylen Brown $300. He got to pay Jaylen Brown $300 million.
Yeah. You better do it too.
Oh yeah.
He better do it too.
Well, Tatum last night says getting Jaylen is essential to the offseason.
He said that?
Yeah. I think Tatum last night said, yeah, we need to keep Jaylen. Jaylen needs to learn how to dribble and not play like Kendrick Perkins, and maybe.
The NBA's hard, man. It's hard to be a good player in this league.
It is, but the fundamentals, like especially if you're going to be someone who is handling the ball, got to dribble. Got
to
know.
I'm going
to
take it off Jaylen Brown real quick, and I'm going to say something to some of these other NBA players out here, or NBA players in general out here. Stay off them hoes and get in that gym. Work on your layup package.
Hold on. The man who just advocated...
Work on your dribble and up package, not your dick up package.
Pause. The man...
Unpause me. Play me.
So the man
some of y'all need to work on your pick and roll, not your stroke and motion.
All right, Mel Waters. Listen, the man who just advocated for sleeping with other people's spouses is now telling you, get in the gym. Which one is it?
Well, I'm saying go work on your game, then go sleep with somebody's wife. But work on your game first. Work on your craft first.
Work on what you get paid to do.
Work on your crafts first. Listen, some of y'all out here trying to get $200 million. Some of y'all not really $30 million worth players. Some of y'all not $30 million year players. Some of y'all barely $5 million year players. Get in that gym and work on your game. If you got struggle with your left hand, go in there and work on your left hand.
Kyle, this might be the comment of the entire show forever and ever. Homeowner D has a whole new level of confidence. Yes, he does, Kyle.
Yeah, you're right. You see these property taxes, you're like, oh, shit, the man is on me. The man is on me. Damn, property taxes will get you. Woo-wee. Plus, I got a little tequila in my cup today.
Yeah, when you have to make that first mortgage payment, it's gonna be two glasses.
Listen, I've already started. Yo, this is when I know. This is when I knew I might be like trying. I might be like adulting for real. Yesterday, chilling around the house. I didn't have a lot to do, but I was chilling around the house. And one of the things I did was I planned out my finances like over the next three or four checks.
That's smart.
Well, I'm trying to be, because my first mortgage payment is in there. And I was like, what I'm not going to do, I'm not going to start on a bad note with this thing. Like, this thing, we gotta start rocking on a good note, because if the mortgage get out of hand, oh, buddy, this whole ship's coming down. The whole ship's coming down fast, too.
Fast. So you have an HOA too, right? Mm-hmm. That's the one, right? Like, I was prepared to see the mortgage leave, and then I saw the HOA came up, and I was like, God, man. Dog, man.
Yeah, no, they gonna get you, buddy. They gonna get you. Damn. Killy, yes, I am working on getting that emergency fund back up. You know, listen, this is when I knew that I was really becoming a better man. Me and my girl, we were supposed to go on a couple vacations between now and the end of the year.
Mm-hmm. That's gone.
And now we are going outside. We're going to a wedding in June, and then we have our New Year's plan at Disney World this year. Between June and December, we'll just be seeing each other, keeping it smooth.
Yep.
No need to get expensive, because the way we thought about it, we was like, we could save up money and go crazy big at Disney World.
You could
stay there longer, get us a nice little Airbnb, get us a nice rental. Think about renting out the Tesla again. I'm gonna let y'all know now, my next car gonna be a Tesla. Elon, I'm with you, my brother. If you leading us to the promised land, I'm with you. I'm gonna do it in one of your cars.
That man leading us to the pits of hell, but he does make a nice car.
Okay, but how do we know that? Okay,
Have you been on Twitter? I'll say this. Listen, dog, I ain't never seen so many titties on my timeline in my life.
You say what?
Elon says, Elon's taking over. I ain't never seen so many titties on the timeline in my life. Now
we complain about titties. Look at him, y'all. Mr. Morale over here trying to step with the big step is complaining about titties.
I just said Twitter's a bit more chaotic.
Didn't God say something about titties? He said, let there be titties.
Yo. Hey, Kyle, come get this man, Kyle. Next someone sent Akili, someone, bam. Oh, come get this man. This man got Pornhub on his second screen right now.
Yo, tell me about the time you found a video so far on Pornhub or X videos that you find yourself running back.
This is the social post.
You mean that bitch like, oh man, I know I don't smoke no crack, but baby. Oh no. Nah. I didn't see, there's been a few videos where I'm like, man, I gotta watch it again, because how she do that? She made the whole thing disappear.
Yo. No, that was definitely not your first cup of tequila. That's like three or four.
No, I promise you that's my first.
You sure?
Oh, I promise you. Let's talk about the NBA Finals a little bit.
Okay.
So the Miami Heat are going to be taking on the Denver Nuggets in Denver on June 1st, Thursday. Listen, we know the matchup. It's the Heat and the Nuggets. So let's just get right into it.
Let's do it.
Who do you like to win this series, and how many games do you like this series to go to?
Let me start by saying that if the Miami Heat pull this off, I would not be shocked. But we go player for player. The Nuggets have better players, a deeper bench. I'm going to say Nuggets in six.
Nuggets in six. Wow. And who do you like to be the finals MVP? Jokic,
or Jamal Murray. Like, if Jamal, because Jimmy Butler is going to guard Jamal Murray, Bam is going to guard Jokic. If Murray cooks Jimmy the way he's been cooking, I don't know how you can deny Jamal Murray Finals MVP.
Okay, I disagree with you on the Finals MVP. I'm sorry about saying that. But I'm also say I think I may disagree with who I see winning the series. Listen, Actually, no, with how many games this series is going to go. I think this is going to be a Nuggets in seven sort of thing.
Okay.
My thing is the Nuggets are the better team on paper, but you have to give the Miami credit. You have to assume that the Heat are going to win one or two just off of them being who they are, the way they play. They don't make a lot of mistakes. They really sound on defense. I know everyone's saying this is going to be the best offense that Miami has probably faced this postseason. On the flip side, I would say this is probably the best defense that the Nuggets have probably I don't know, because the Lakers defense is pretty good.
I'll say this. I did see a stat that the Heat play a lot of zone, and the Nuggets were one of the better teams in the league against zone the entire year. Like probably the best team against zone.
Because
the Joker, what are you doing him?
Yeah.
He's an elite passer.
Yeah, I look at it. I like Nuggets in seven. I like Joker to be Finals MVP. I think after this series, I think after the Nuggets win the series, Joker is going to be put in the light of where we had Giannis at a few years ago when he won his. We're clearly starting to he's beaten all the allegations, and now you're starting to have to say, all right, this guy really might be like one of the best players in the league.
Ever. If we talk about two-time league MVP, NBA champion, finals MVP over the course of 4 years, we're talking about top 75, in my opinion.
We're definitely talking about someone who has a resume of like an all-time great, like a Hall of Fame-esque resume. So I can definitely see that. But on the flip side, I think this Miami Heat team, listen, I would say on paper that the Bucks and the Celtics were a better team than the Heat were, yet the Heat beat them both and beat them both kind of soundly. I know that the Celtics series went seven, but the Heat beat them soundly in the games that they won.
Yep.
And so
for me, it comes down to Bam. Like, Bam is going to guard Joker.
And that's going to be a matchup problem for Bam.
Yeah, because Bam's too little. Like, Bam has the foot speed, but if Joker just takes him on the block and throws his shoulder in his chest, like, Bam ain't got nothing for that. You put Udonis Haslam in?
Yeah. Yeah, which, listen, we got to, if I was the Heat, I would put Udonis Haslam in, and I would say, my brother, you got five.
Six.
Go get him. No, you're right. You got six.
Six.
Him? Go ahead and
rough him up.
Yeah.
I'll say,
had him with the.
I know Tyler Hero is back, but again, like, you take Jamal, Joker, Michael Porter Jr., Jimmy, Tyler Hero, Bam. Like, which three you taking?
Well, I mean, I think it's also going to come down to guys like Gabe Vincent, guys like Caleb Martin for the Heat, guys KCP. Like Kentavious Caldwell Pope, guys like Aaron Gordon for the Nuggets. Like, how can these guys step in and, you know, especially for the Nuggets? I feel like the Heat have the luck of being in this moment before in terms of being to the finals, because I would say this is a sort of similar roster to the team that went before. Plus, they've got guys like Kyle Lowry, guys like Kevin Love, who've been in that moment before. So they have that experience. On the Nuggets side, they've never been there before.
Only KCP, right? I think KCP's the only one who's been there.
Only KCP. So there's not a lot of experience on, like, what to do now that you're there. Like, this isn't the Western Conference Finals. Like, you here in the finals. And I don't want anyone to shit themselves on the biggest stage, but this is the biggest stage. You know what I'm saying? So it don't get bigger than this. I'll tell you that. So you like Jamal Murray to be MVP. I like Joker to be MVP. And do you like the Nuggets in six?
I like the Nuggets in six.
Which means if you got the Nuggets in six and I got the Nuggets in seven, Heat might win in five.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, he might win in five.
If Heat win in five, do we have to have a bigger discussion here?
Oh, yeah. If the Heat, as the 8 seed, we having a conversation about every superstar in the league that Jimmy went through. We having a conversation about Giannis, Tatum, Joel, Joker. We having a conversation if the Heat pull this off. And even, I don't care if it's 5, 6, 7, 4. Like, if the Heat pull this off as the 8 seed, buddy, we need to have a conversation.
Who is your unlikely finals MVP? Like, you would be like, this guy had to have the series of a lifetime for him to win the MVP.
Bam.
Really?
For me, it's like Bam is the X factor. Like it's him. Like, we know Jimmy's going to be Jimmy. The role players are going to do the best they can. Like, at some point, Bam's going to have to do something.
That's funny. Mine is Kyle Lowry.
Dog. Last night, he was cooking Jaylen Brown. I was like, that's it. We done. Pack this up. Like, he cooked Jaylen Brown. He's last night.
Excuse me. Kyle Lowry is a closer. Like, he's a closer.
He cooked. I mean, right.
Like, it wouldn't surprise me if Kyle Lowry was, listen, we're going to get him on the block. You'll get some people in some crunch time starting Thursday, and it's gonna be funny.
Dog, like, as soon as he hit that mid range in Jaylen Brown's face, I wouldn't brush my teeth and got ready for bed.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, like deep in the fourth, and I was like, oh man, I said, oh, Kyle Lowry. That'd be the funniest thing about watching basketball. When you see someone cooking, you'd be like, oh damn, brother, you ain't gotta do him like that. Like, that's a black man with a family too.
In Boston, dog, I bet you Jaylen Brown heard a whole lot of hard ERs last night.
It won't just Jaylen Brown, brother.
Tatum hurt his ankle. Like, Tatum gets a pass. Tatum gets a pass. It's he Boston. Played hurt.
It's Boston. They still celebrate a tea party that didn't have no tea. They are calling they are calling Tatum and Brown all things that are not Tatum or Brown.
No, I think Tatum gets
matter, the skate matter of fact, they might, his ankle. They might have told Jaylen Brown to change his name to, you know, never mind.
Hey, they said, we're gonna ship you like your ancestors, boy. Get out of here.
Hey, yo. Oh my goodness.
Get him out of town.
Kyle says it's funny that both the NBA and NHL finals have the number one seed in the West versus a number eight seed in the East from Florida. I know it's very
Florida's been on the run. FAU, the Heat.
Yeah, no.
Panthers.
Is this the time for the state of Florida?
Hey, dog. Ron DeSantis said, hey, come holler at me.
I know.
We do is win over here.
Florida said, y'all thought about cutting who from this beautiful country. Y'all can't get rid of us. That's what Florida.
See what happened when you ban books about racism, dog? You win.
Listen, this is for all you liberals out here.
Yeah.
Just want you to know. Racism always finds a way to win because
you don't talk about racism, you win.
Yeah.
We're joking, of course. Lord, please. That man is a monster.
Speaking of monsters, let's get into our quick hitter section. No pause. Play me. So, as you guys know, quick hitter section, a lot of this, we're going to call this big deal or no deal. Let's start in the NFL, particularly in Vegas. Jimmy G tried to finesse the Vegas Raiders until he did his physical, and he failed it. So now they redid his contract to ensure, my brother, you are not stealing from us. We've already had a few players who have stole from us, and one of them is currently on trial, too. So,
stealing from us.
I know. So is this a big deal or no deal that Jimmy G can no longer finesse the Vegas Raiders?
It's a big deal. If a team has to go back to the table and say, wait a second, I need you to sign this, because you're not just going to sit here and collect this check. That's a real big deal. The question is, if Jimmy G can't go, if you're the Raiders, what do you do? Like, who's the Raiders' backup right now?
Believe they drafted somebody, right? They might have drafted
somebody. I think so. But you want to walk in with a rookie? And Devontae Adams is already pissed off.
Yeah, what's this I've been hearing about Devontae kind of calling out the front office a little bit?
Yeah, he want to win, and they're not doing right by him, and he should be upset. Oh, I'm sorry. Backup is Brian Hoyer and Aiden O'Connell.
Oh, yeah, Aiden O'Connell was the guy they just drafted. Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah, let me say something. Devontae, I want you to really ask yourself, what the hell did you think the Las Vegas Raiders were in the business of doing when you signed there with them?
Fucking stuff up. But he went there because Carr was his boy.
Now
his boy's in New Orleans.
So let me ask you something. So you think Devontae Adams got to Vegas and then he realized that the Vegas organization don't fuck with Derek Carr? Or do you think he saw it and he also saw that bag they was giving him and said, we can figure some shit out?
Latter.
I do too.
Definitely like the latter.
Like you cannot tell me that you just on this visit to this organization that you didn't get some win that some folks in the organization didn't think Derek Carr was the dude.
I don't believe it. I think you took the money now. Hey man, you got the money.
Yeah, you got the money. Yeah, look, your man ate up there in New York. Y'all figure out a way to rekindle the dots.
Yeah, that ain't happening.
Shout out to old Rogers. Hope you're doing well, brother. DeAndre Hopkins, speaking of receivers, was released by the Arizona Cardinals. Some sources have mentioned the Chiefs, Bills, even the Jets as potential landing spots for Hopkins. Big deal or no deal?
It's only a big deal depending on the team that he goes to. If he goes to the Jets, I don't think that's much of a big deal. I think that receiver room is to the brim. If he goes to the Chiefs, playing with Patrick Mahomes always makes you better, but I still think the Chiefs are the Super Bowl favorites with or without DeAndre Hopkins. It'd be a big deal, but not as big of a deal as if he went to Buffalo. I think Stephon Diggs on one side, DeAndre Hopkins on the other side, Gabe Davis for what it's worth. You got to get the Gabe Davis game every once in a while, and then you add a Dalton Kincaid. I think, and you have the running ability of Josh Allen, that can be a very, very spooky offense and something that the Bills need to do because right now I don't think they can beat the Chiefs in the playoffs to go to the Super Bowl. I don't think they can beat the Bengals, right? To me, they're like the third team in the AFC. Like, if he goes to the Bills, it's a big
deal. Here y'all go, smoking on this Bills pack early. Let me tell y'all something. If he was the three teams mentioned, Chiefs, Bills, and Jets, the Bills would be the worst place for him to go, in really? My opinion. Because, let me tell you something. You know the reason why super teams in football don't work out? One, injuries. Two, personalities. What the fuck are you going to do when you have Stephon Diggs, an over 100 reception a year receiver, on one side, and DeAndre Hopkins, another 95 to 100 reception a year receiver on the other? That's 200 catches just between these two. Now we got to bring in, now you speak on your rookie tight end you just drafted. You got another guy in Gabe Davis who wants to prove to people that he can actually play football in the NFL. You got guys like I forgot who they brought in to be their new slot receiver. They brought in guys. They brought in guys. There's not enough. There's too many mouths to feed. Plus, your best running back is your quarterback. So now you also got to think about the running back, James Cook, you're going to have, who you're going to have to find ways to utilize, because at the end of the day, your best running back is your quarterback. Yo, dog, there's just too many mouths to feed. DeAndre Hopkins is going to go there. He's going to be a bigger issue. I shouldn't say issue. It's going to be a bigger issue that he is not getting the receptions or targets that he deserves. And if that team's not winning, then it's going to be all about, why aren't they utilizing DeAndre Hopkins the way they should? No, dog, why even do that? If you're going to go to the Chiefs, you can be the veteran receiver in a young receiver room. You'll likely be the number one wide receiver. You and Patrick Mahomes, y'all could do something. You go to Aaron Rodgers and the Jets, to your point, it's going to be a crowded wide receiver room, but you'd be the veteran receiver off rip, so you can help mentor Garrett Wilson. I think you and Garrett Wilson mixed in with some other players, it can be a formidable wide receiver room. Why aren't we talking about teams like the Pittsburgh Steelers, teams like the Baltimore Ravens, teams
Nick said he wants to play with a team that has a stable front office, a good quarterback, and a good defensive line. Take Pittsburgh out of that.
Pittsburgh has a good defensive line.
They have Kenny Pickett. Take that out.
Okay, you got Lamar.
Ravens already. The Ravens have too many wide receivers. That is, you shouldn't have gave that money to Odell.
Well, no, they shouldn't. They need to get rid. They were already releasing fam. If I was Baltimore, I'm trading Rashad Bateman to Arizona for DeAndre Hopkins and like a second round pick.
He's a free agent now.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. They already released him, so who knows? I don't know. I'm not, listen, I told y'all last year, we got to stop hyping up the Bills just because they look pretty on paper and Josh Allen can make all the pretty throws.
I'm not saying. I'm just, if you can have that conversation with them, like, hey guys, do you want to win a ring or do you want to get your stats?
They, you know, we always say that, but their rebuttal could just be, yo, a ring's not guaranteed. This money.
Oh, hey, that, and that's their right. But I do know Stephon and DeAndre are a little long in the tooth. They're closer to the end of their careers than the beginning. Like, if a ring is important to you, would you be willing to, you know, cut your targets down a little bit for the potential of having one of the best offenses in the NFL when healthy?
Yeah. Speaking of offenses, Kyle, I'm glad you're here. We were talking about your trade earlier, your trade offer to me for Rashad Bateman. Rashad Bateman for a 2023 second and a 2023 third. Kyle, I'm going to be honest with you. I know I want more Ravens pass catchers, but I prefer Ravens pass catchers whose franchises actually value them. I don't think the Ravens like Rashad Bateman. I don't think the front office necessarily like Rashad Bateman. I don't know. I'm also looking at my roster, and I think this roster may be better than it may get credit for.
I think once you drop a healthy Lamar on this offense, yeah. We're talking about something dangerous.
Are you talking about my fantasy team or the Ravens?
I'm sorry, I'm talking about the Ravens in general.
About my fantasy team, but I feel like what you're saying is applicable to my fantasy team as well.
It is.
I mean, because I'm thinking about it. Lamar Jackson, Derrick Henry, Jonathan Taylor, Tyreek Hill, Mark Andrews, George Pickens takes a step. That's good. If Sky Moore takes a step, that's good. Samaje Perine, I'm not sure. Like, if he ends up being serviceable in Denver with their running back situation, that could be a steal. But it's guys like Tank Bigsby, Michael Gallup, Tajay Spears. I got a low key a stable of tight ends. If they become something, I might be on to something. I don't know. If anything, if I did a trade at this point in the season, it would have to be a big splash trade. Big splash trade. Like, I'm trying to take a big name player, but I also think at the same time I'm content with what I have right now. Speaking of not being content on things that they have right now and getting new things, the Philadelphia 76ers just went out and hired a new head coach in Nick Nurse, former head coach of the Toronto Raptors, won a championship in 2019. Danny, is this a big deal or is this no deal?
Big deal. Can't wait to see what the Sixers look like when you have a coach that actually knows their X's and O's and can draw plays. And it's just not, hey, James, bring it up the floor. And if Joel has single coverage, give it to him. If not, let's see what Tyrese Maxey can do. You know, I know one of the knocks on Nick Nurse is maybe Kyle, correct me if I'm wrong, I've heard people like, oh, he's really not good at developing players. I don't know if that's true because OG Anunoby seems like a pretty good basketball player to me. I'm excited for Nick Nurse in Philadelphia. This might be like you got 2-3 years and that's it for Joel Embiid in his prime. So like you're really up against the clock right now. So Nick, I'd love to see the Sixers win a championship. You got 2-3 years, man. And James Harden is gone.
Nick, I'm going to tell you like this. You got two seasons to do something. Period. Yes. I ain't even gonna sugarcoat it for you, dog. The fans and the basketball fans in Philly, they are beyond thirsty. They are starving.
Yes.
They've already said they've went from trust the process to trust the process deserves an MVP to trust the process now deserves to win a championship ring and make it out the second round. Nick Nurse, you've been trying to get away from Toronto because you don't think they've been good at acquiring talent that maybe you think you need on an NBA level. Okay. So now you have James Harden. You have Joel Embiid. You got Tyrese Maxey. You got Tobias Harris. Giggle, giggle.
Well, James is gone. James is all but – James Harden's gone.
We don't know that.
I think he's gone. He going to go join the horny man down in Houston – And they are going to go to, I don't know what club is in Houston. I don't know what strip clubs are in Houston.
It's funny. Have you, I don't know if you've seen Podcast P with Paul George's podcast. And
I've
last
seen it.
So recently he did an interview with Jalen Green of the Houston Rockets.
Oh.
And Paul George kind of mentioned to him about, you know, the rumors of like James Harden, and PG was basically like, yo, they've already given you the keys because they drafted you where they did.
Yep.
And they're putting you out there in them situations to where you kind of have to figure it out. Because Jalen Green was talking about how he's kind of getting used to seeing doubles and kind of stuff like that. And Paul George is basically like, I don't think that them bringing in someone like James, who's very ball dominant, mm-hmm. would be the best thing for you, because you might not necessarily need that right now, because it just seems like, you know, you're starting to figure this out, what it's like to be a real number one option. And he silently was like, you know, whatever happens, happens, but you're not wrong. I kind of agree with you. And that's why I don't think James Harden is going back to Houston. Cause I think ultimately, if you're the Rockets, it's, you have to look at this from a longevity, you know, POV, right? Who, you know, if you're Ime, yeah, you probably want a vet in the locker room who can probably help gather these young players. But at the same time, Jalen Green is your star. That's your guy. Kevin Porter Jr. might be your second option. But if you bring in someone, it's to help complement Jalen Green, not, you know what I'm saying, James Harden might not affect that. That's just my opinion.
That's a fair point.
Yeah. I think if you're the front office for the Rockets, you have to really consider like this mental of these young players that, you know, when you make moves like that. So, speaking of making moves in the basketball world, did you hear that Bob Myers, president, GM of the Warriors, has stepped down earlier today?
Yes, he did.
So, is the dynasty over?
I don't think the dynasty is over, but I think this might be, like, when we look back to, you know, when this is all said and done, this will definitely be, I think, a key moment in the dynasty ending. I think Bob Myers has that relationship with Clay and Steph and Draymond and may be able to talk them into doing things that may be more favorable for the organization. Especially with Draymond coming up on a contract renegotiation. I think Clay next year is the last year of his contract. I think Bob Myers had the cachet to talk to them about different avenues. And now that he's gone, I think those conversations are going to be a little bit more hostile. Mm-hmm. So again, this summer, I have a feeling he won't do that renegotiate with Draymond, because he's going to say some things that you can't take back. I think once we look back, once this dynasty is over, this is going to be one of those key moments. Like, yes, that is when, you know, this.
Bob Myers, you're not slick. He thought about it. Yeah. Do I want to spend my summer on some sunny days in California recording a podcast, maybe with a few glasses of white milk, or maybe, well, assuming he's not married. If he's married, I'm sorry, Bob.
You think he drink whole milk or skim?
Oh, that brother's drinking oat and almond milk. He's drinking he is out there in California too. Oh yeah, his bitches is vegan. So listen, you ain't playing with him. I see you, Bob. You're not slick either, Bob. He said, "Do I want to spend my summer with the vegan baddies, or do I want to spend my summer out here arguing with Draymond about a couple mil here and a couple mil there?" And he said the Lakers team that beat us in six got swept by the Nuggets in four. We done. It's over. It's a wrap. I'm getting out of here now. We done won our rings. I'm getting out of here now. Kevin Durant's not walking through them doors. I'm good.
It took a 50 piece from Steph to hold off the Kings.
It's over, listen, Bob Myers said, I'm not doing this shit with y'all Negroes no more. I'm out of here. And I respect it. Bob Myers, you got to get out of there. Sometimes it's better to leave her when you know she crazy than when you find out she crazy.
That don't make any sense.
Sometimes it's better to leave her when you know she crazy better than when you find out she crazy.
I've never dealt with a crazy woman, so maybe that doesn't hit the way.
Sometimes you know she a little. She got a few wires missing,
Got that fire.
She got that super fire.
So you're saying it's better to leave her then?
No. I mean, yes. Sometimes okay. Better to leave then than when shit's getting cut up and listen.
Understood.
She's sending you pictures of some animals talking about some come get them before I get them, and you like whoa. Listen, y'all leave them crazy girls alone, y'all, or leave them crazy partners alone, men and women. Because I don't discriminate. Listen, Bron also mentioned that he might be retiring, or at least has some things to think about this off season. Is this a big deal, or is this all cappuccino?
Big cappuccino, the biggest cappuccino.
Yeah, we got you, Bron.
Is not going. We got him.
We got him. Bron, you're not fooling nobody. We know you got to go on a retirement tour. You, of all people, are going on a retirement
tour. You are too much of a narcissist. No disrespect, because you wanted to go to not get your farewell tour. Nah, dog, you ain't going nowhere. You might delay it. Like I think Nick Wright talked about, him delaying his foot surgery and then maybe like coming back around Christmas. Yes. But you ain't going nowhere, dog.
Yeah, no, you ain't going nowhere. Bron, we listen. We know, man. We know. I didn't seen this movie with you before, Bron.
We know.
You got to get your retirement, that man.
And you deserve it. He deserves a farewell tour.
You deserve a fifth ring. Go. That's your real retirement tour. If you a real one, but
I don't know about that.
He was right there. He was 6 wins away. He was 8 wins away from his fifth ring.
That's what I'm saying, right? So he comes back at Christmas. He might have the energy.
Especially after the Lakers pay Austin Reeves and Rui Hachimura this summer.
Yep.
I don't know what we're going to do about D'Lo Russell, but we'll
figure it out. He is gone. D'Angelo Russell, you are an Orlando Magic.
That's not a bad team. I wouldn't be upset. They just got too many guards over there.
That's true.
Speaking of having too many guards and being off to fast starts, in the WNBA, the Aces are off to another fast start. They are 4-0. But the other NBA super team in the New York Liberty are currently 2-1 and tied for fourth place in the association right now.
Yep.
It's a big deal, or just no deal?
It is a semi-big deal for those of you who do watch the WNBA. Vegas has been everything that we've expected them to be. Granted, they really haven't played anyone. They played the Sparks twice. They blew them out the water. The Sparks are probably a second-tier team. The only thing that's saving the Liberty is that they beat the Connecticut Sun Sunday in New York. Watch that game. Pretty good game. Connecticut is currently second in the association, which might be the biggest surprise of the entire season. They are 3-1. I would say it is not a big deal right now. Talk to me in a week or two, and if they're still struggling, they got to find a way to get Jonquel Jones acclimated into that offense. She's a former MVP. There's no way she should be scoring 4 points. She needs to be double digits at the very minimum. Sabrina Ionescu, she's doing her thing, but it's all Brianna Stewart. Like, she dropped 45 and made 8 threes. Dog, if you have the time, anyone listening, go look up Brianna Stewart's efficiency numbers. Go look up the advanced numbers on her. Dog, it is amazing what she's doing in such a short amount of time, starting from last year playoffs till now.
She gets buckets, doesn't she?
Dog, the WNBA, the minute, it's 40-minute games, right? Each quarter is 10 minutes, and she's not playing all of them. She dropped 45.
Oh.
45, and she's done that a lot. She is a bucket.
I'm trying to be mature, but Akili, his comment in our chat is, don't bring it up while we're talking about this particular subject, because this is not the subject to bring this one up. We got to change the subject a little bit, but I've just been sitting here, just been internally laughing, because he's not wrong, though. Listen, Brianna, first off, I'm going to close this out. Brianna Stewart, incredible basketball player. Her efficiency, crazy. It goes crazy. Team Vegas, yada yada, it's up, yee, yeah, yeah. We
hey, Asia Wilson, best basketball, second best basketball player on the planet. Last thing before we talk about the W, If you are a gambling person, if you can find an app that will allow you to gamble, right now, Arike Ogunbowale, her MVP odds, last time I checked, were +4,000. So if you bet $10, you win $400. She currently leads the W in scoring. She currently leads the W. She's second in the league in minutes played. Her usage rate is through the roof. The advanced numbers are not kind to her. She's very high volume. She's not very efficient, but she has the ball in her hand. She plays a lot of minutes. Right now, they are in the middle of the league. If she can find a way to get Dallas into a top three seed, there's a very good chance she will win her first MVP. She's been to the All-Star game twice. So if you have 10 bucks and you can find a website that'll let you bet on odds for WNBA MVP, I think Arike last time I checked, +4,000. So $10 will get you $400.
No, I'm silly. Don't pay me no attention. I'm silly.
Yes, Cal, I will check out Underdog. But yes, I don't know what the odds are now. This was last week. She is balling. Hopefully the voters don't hold the advanced statistics against her if they get a top three seed.
Listen, have y'all not learned anything from Jokic? The advanced statistic boys, they're coming for their revenge.
But if she has the nastiest step back in the league, like if she can lead her team from where they were last year to a three seed with all those rookies, like we're because no one they're going to tell you Vegas, they have too many good players. None of them's going MVP. They're all going to cancel each other out. It's going to be like Stewart, Elena Deladon, or Arike Ogunbowale.
Tell me about the time you wanted to leave, but you couldn't leave because
she had fire. Dog. I know a trap when I see it. We've been together for 10 years and we are happy as hell.
You gotta tell, listen, Shorty. It ain't me, it's you. You dangerous. Whatever you got, that shit's dangerous.
I don't think I've ever been in that situation. In all reality, I don't think I've ever been in that situation.
I had to tell Shorty, listen, you cannot do that again because I am not strong and the Lord was with me this time. But this little thing that you was doing, you can't do that again. Like, got me questioning, like, and you got both your tonsils?
Hey, Jesus. Jesus, send help.
Night of Champions.
Yes, please.
Night of Champions. This weekend. It was Night of Champions. And the WWE was Night of Champions.
Oh God.
It was a great pay-per-view. It was madly entertaining. We saw Trish Stratus put some young talent over as she beat Becky Lynch. We saw Seth Rollins win the WWE World Heavyweight Championship.
Like we said.
Just like we said, you're right. We called it. We saw Bianca Belair's title run come to an end. We saw KO and Sammy go on to defend their tag team championships. While on the flip side, we saw that this may be the end of the bloodline. Akili, you got to stop because you're the one who keeps me going.
Yo, get Akili. Yo, where's security? Yo.
Get him out of here.
Akili out the club, yo.
Yeah, the horny police are on their way.
Yo, he got a gun in the club. Get him
so
out.
So, Danny,
there,
based off of this, where are you ranking Night of Champions? What are your thoughts? What are your takeaways? What are you thinking?
Not enough can be said about the storytelling that WWE has put together since Triple H has taken over. Like, this bloodline story is the best. Like, we're talking about NWO Hogan turning level story. Like, this story is just, and you think it's over, but like, they can take this story to WrestleMania next year and it can still be relevant. Like,
oh yeah,
like this, it has so there. We
it can go, it can go either way, right? It can go the way of this is the true end of the bloodline, and they start breaking people up so that, you know, maybe the Usos go on to do their tag team thing. Yep. Solo goes on to do his thing. Then Roman just continues to be Roman. Or this could be like the bloodline revamp 2.0.
But here's the thing. We haven't even, like, so we've touched Jay. Like, we've had Jay's story arc. We're starting to get to the end of Jimmy's. We haven't even touched Solo.
And that's what I'm thinking. This is personally where I think the bloodlines are going to go. I think we're going to get some true dissension in the bloodline. So we're going to itch our way closer to a SummerSlam Jimmy and Jay versus Roman and Solo match.
Correct.
But then from that, I think that's going to be the peak of the dissension. From there, I think that we're going to get to an ascension of them working to get back closer with each other. I could easily see Jimmy and Jay win the tag team championships back.
Yep.
Solo eventually beating Seth Rollins for the World Heavyweight Championship belt, and Roman continuing to remain as undisputed champion. And then you get to the next WrestleMania, and I can see the one of two things happening: either them all winning and solidifying the bloodline as the strongest faction ever, or them all losing, and that really being the grand staple, planting the flag, this being the end of the bloodline.
I think it ends with Solo beating Roman to be undisputed champion.
That would be interesting.
Like the power dynamics of the bloodline completely shifting to Solo. Like, how would Paul Heyman act when Solo's ahead of the table?
Yeah.
Like, I think that's how this ends.
That could be true. How do you feel about the Trish Stratus Becky Lynch feud?
I think in our notes you put Trish putting younger talent over. That's always great. It's always good for the business when the old heads put over the young heads. It makes wrestling great, keeps the tradition alive. I'm just sad Bianca's run is over. It had to end because she's on SmackDown now, so it doesn't make sense for her to hold the Raw Championship. Like, it had to happen. I'm just sad that it happened.
Wait, but Rhea Ripley, isn't she still on?
She's on Raw
with the SmackDown Women's Championship.
Correct.
And now Asuka. Asuka's on SmackDown with the Raw Women's Championship.
I thought Asuka got drafted to Raw.
So here's what I'm saying. So now both women are drafted to Raw with both women's championships.
Rhea's going to have to, which is sad because she just got it at WrestleMania. It doesn't make sense for her to drop it. Like, she hasn't had it long enough. So, like, this is the draft. You didn't have to do it. It was fine. Everything was fine. And if you do the draft, then you got to protect Rhea. Like, she can't.
Or if you do the draft, or maybe you continue to let both champions be on Raw, but they just always mingle into SmackDown.
So what's the point of the draft? Because the draft is to make sure stars are on certain brands so you know where to see them. Roman is the only person in the bloodline, like the undisputed champion Roman and the undisputed tag team champions, they should be able to jump to either show. But everyone else, you are assigned to a show. Yeah. Like, Seth Rollins is the world. He's not jumping to SmackDown.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. I guess I got to pay attention because I'm curious to see how they decide to.
Because you can't take, like, Rhea's on a she.
But she's a SmackDown Women's Champion. Where did I think? Well, if she's mostly on Raw, then I think it's just to back up the Judgment Day.
Yeah, maybe, and that might be it.
And that might be it, and that might make sense because she just faced Natalya, who I believe is on SmackDown.
Or have her beat Asuka for the Raw Women's Champion and just unite the women's belts too. Nah. And then she can do it. And then she can do it. Yo, Rhea Ripley is on her way to being at the level of a Becky Lynch, yeah, Bianca. Like, she is so over right now.
Listen, Rhea, I know you're over, but if you wanted to throw me over your shoulder,
horny police, Akili. When security is done with you, send him over to D. You talked about Pornhub, that fire, and now you out here lusting for Rhea Ripley.
Nah, because sometimes when you find the video when she making, because that should be crazy. You'd be like, yo, you could do, like, how is that humanly possible?
Oh, dog. If this was regulated by the FCC, we'd probably get thrown off the air.
Okay, I got a question. When did you see the video of somebody really busting some cheeks down on Pornhub, and then you had to look at your shit and just really realize or really ask yourself if you got that raw the way you think? Like, hey, yo, this motherfucker backing on his screen. Like, this motherfucker got the extendo back. God damn. Like, damn, God bless everyone, but he definitely blessed his number right here.
You lost me at extendo.
You'd be like, God damn, this motherfucker Uber eats his meat.
Help.
Oh man. All right. Last thing that we getting out of here. Ugh. I don't know if you pay attention to the boxing community, but there is a very, very, very big boxing match announced. Errol Spence and Terrence Crawford have finally agreed on their big, big match. I believe it's in July 29th or something along them lines when this fight is scheduled. So, Danny, I'm going to ask you, big deal or no deal for the boxing community? It really seems like boxing is trying to make a comeback. They've been getting some good matches this year. Is it a big deal or is it no deal?
So I am not a boxing person, but I've heard about this. It sounds like it's a pretty big deal. It sounds like, I don't want to say two giants because they're smaller, right? Are they
welterweight?
They're welterweights, yeah.
Around that time.
So it sounds like a pretty big deal. I might watch it.
It is a big deal. I think these are both two really, really good fighters. I think combined there may be either no losses or maybe one loss total between the two of them. So these are two guys. It's been a match that's been very highly anticipated. I think, you know, Terrence Crawford, I think they've both been looked at as like pound for pound best fighters in the world. So now you're getting two of them kind of locked in to see who can really do some. I think boxing is trying to find their next guy, right? I think I think Tank Davis is the guy that they see clearly. He puts asses in seats and he can sell fights, but they got other guys like they got, you know, Errol Spence, Terrence Crawford, they got Shakur. There's some other guys that they're really looking to see if they can really take the next step. And so I think this is a really, really big fight, and I'm excited. I'll be looking. You know, I think it's gonna be in Vegas, so I will not be in Vegas, but I'll be watching, you know.
Okay.
Watch, see what they're doing. Oh, and one more thing. I know I keep saying one more thing, but one more thing. Shout out to both the Las Vegas Knights and the Florida Panthers for making the NHL Stanley Cup final. Really excited to see, you know, that series kick off. I'm going to give a prediction.
Okay.
I like the Knights in six. I think the Knights are a really good team. I like the Knights in six. But I will say this, the Panthers have been a stingy team. They've been a feisty team. So it wouldn't surprise me if they won in six as well. But I don't think this series will go to seven games. I think this series will go to six. I do like the Vegas Knights to actually win this one.
Question, and Kyle, this is more so for you. In hockey, is it usually one of those things where the better team wins? Like in basketball, traditionally the finals is between either the one or the three seed in either conference. In hockey, does this usually happen where like an AT just goes on a magical run? I'm gonna go with Florida. Florida's been on fire. Let's say Florida in five.
Wait, but why do you think the best? Because if that was the case, the Lakers would have beat the Nuggets.
No, like traditionally in basketball, right, over the course of NBA history, the one, two, or three seed in each conference usually battle it out in the NBA finals. Like it's rare when you get a one seed, an eight seed like the Heat in the finals, right? It's usually like, but in college basketball, a nine seed, like this year, like a nine seed can get hot at the right time and you can make a run to win a national championship. So I just wonder if hockey is more so like that, or like are there more variables in hockey that lead to lower teams winning and going on runs? Or okay, so Kyle says ATs have made it in the finals before, but it's not an every year occurrence. So it kind of sounds like the same kind of thing in basketball. Because the thing about it is, when you play seven games, you have seven games to determine the winner. The best team usually wins 9 times out of 10.
Well, what do you think the NBA is going to do when? How do I say this? Adam Silver was sitting at his desk saying, "We are this close to Celtics versus Lakers. Let's fucking go." He was this close, sitting there itching at his chops, because he knows he would have had Lakers versus Warriors and Celtics versus Lakers in the same postseason. He was going to say, "NFL, the fuck who?"
Here, I'm glad you mentioned that, because I tweeted about this a week or two ago. You're going to have the people with the basketball fans, the real basketball fans, who are like, "Ooh, real basketball fans don't care. They just want to watch good basketball. Dog, this isn't about us. This is about getting as many eyes on the NBA Finals as possible. And the way you do that is having teams and franchises that people recognize, right? So, yeah, people want to see LeBron and Jason Tatum battle for Banner 18, and they're going to be disappointed when that doesn't happen. And that's okay. The people, the real basketball fans, you're going to watch regardless. Adam Silver doesn't give a damn about you. He cares about, you know, the casual fan who knows who LeBron James is.
Let's keep it a bean. Adam Silver don't care about you basketball junkies. He cares about the bad bitches.
He cares about the bad bitches.
Because the bad bitches be in seats next to the rich dudes who actually care.
That's right. He know you're going to be – Adam Silver can call you whenever he want and slide through whenever he want. He trying to go for the bad joint at the end of the bar. Mm-hmm. That's all. That's all we're saying. Like, you telling me, like, cool, Nuggets and Heat is going to be cool. I'm excited for it. But I would have rather seen Lakers Celtics battle for 18. Like, that is a great story. That's going to get the casual fan. And that's all we're saying.
But shout out to the Heat and the Nuggets, because I'm gonna be watching.
I'm excited. I'm gonna watch it. He's not talking to us.
Yeah, I'm gonna be watching. I'm just saying this to Nuggets. Really, I'm talking to Nuggets fans, because I think Miami in itself, they selling seats regardless because it's Miami.
Yes,
the hoes is gonna be in Miami. Denver is a hard sell, but. Respect, because Denver's Denver and I respect Denver. But I'm gonna tell you right now, you know who not letting this happen, and rest in peace to this brother, David Stern.
Oh no, David. he said, Tim.
David Stern got some folks on the phone. David Stern saying, yo, Mick, call another motherfucking foul on a Laker and see if I don't have you reffing in China, buddy. You will be reffing Nihaiwan in them. Do it again. Yeah, you ain't letting that shit
happen. Yeah. And if you want to talk about the league not highlighting the Nuggets over the past couple years in a two-time MVP, we can have that discussion. But I will say, they play on the West Coast in all of their TNT games. I am in the bed.
See, number one's yo, dog. Outside of Jokic, nobody wanted to see them play, man.
I'm in Jamal Murray.
Y'all be killing me.
Jamal Murray.
Like, y'all, folks be killing me. Like, yo, dog, the world recognizes now Jokic is a great player. But outside of that, nobody want to watch them on a weekly basis, yo. They ain't the Lakers. They not the Celtics. They not the Heat. They not the Warriors. They don't got a Luka. I mean, they do got a Luka.
They do
got a Luka and Jokic. And they recognize Jokic for Jokic. But some of yo, dog.
And Jokic's game is kind of ugly. Like, you can go to the Y.
It ain't no kind of. He has the ugliest game of any superstar.
Yeah, like, he plays like the old man at the Y. But it's effective, right? He's the old dude at the Y. No one's staying up till 1 a.m. to watch the old man at the Y.
Exactly.
A casual fan will not stay up till 1 a.m.
Like, shout out to the Nuggets and shout out to the Heat, because hey, they made it to the finals, so we're gonna watch. Can you watch out, dog?
Hendrix got something to say about Jokic too. Damn, Hendrix big.
Yeah, he big. Like 30-something pounds.
Dang, Hendrix.
He be looking at me like he be one.
Yeah, he looking at you right now like he might touch you.
Yeah.
He gonna put them paws on you, literally.
Look, he can put them paws on me, see what happened to him. Just because he got balls, he forget I got some too.
All right.
This has been another episode of the Speak On It podcast, where, as you can see, if you are a first-time listener, we have fun on Tuesday nights.
Yes, we do.
We have fun on Tuesday nights. Danny, let the people know. Wait a minute. Hold on. We have a Speak to the Cinema, don't we?
We do. We have two, and I'll make it quick.
Oh, man. Talk to me. Jared Fogle, why that sound familiar?
So
is he Subway guy?
He is the Subway guy. So Friday night, if you have Max,
I've heard of this.
If you have Max, go watch that Jared Fogle.
He was a sick fuck.
That man.
He was a sick fuck, and Subway knew, and they didn't do shit. Oh, he was a sick fuck.
Damn.
Go get that cold cut combo if you want to. That sweet chicken.
Dog, like. I am not a violent person, but I hope every morning he wakes up like someone punches him in the face. Like, I hope, man, the first thing he get every, some of the things that he said on the phone,
he bugged.
Like, not face to face, on the phone. He told, like, he talked to this woman on how to groom children for his arrival, like how to talk to them about sex. So when he got there, they already knew what time it was. Dog, like, my mouth, my jaw hit the floor like 40 times. It's three episodes. It's a mini series. It's on Max. It might be four episodes. If you have the time, that man is a sicko.
He's a sick fuck.
Big
sicko. And if he in prison right now, which I think he is.
Yes, he is in jail.
I don't know how much he got left in him. I'll tell you what.
Dog.
They done probably transformed him to it.
Anyway.
I'm going to move to Michael Baker.
Yeah, like, just be prepared. He is real sick behavior.
Listen, he in jail just waiting for that Barbie movie to come out, because they probably turned him into one. Yeah. Ken.
Yeah, he is Ken. Dog. I just, like, again. Last thing about that. Like, he talked about flying to Taiwan and walking into brothels of children and just picking kids out. And I was like, he said this on the phone.
Oh, nah.
The phone. Anyway, last thing. Succession finale. Stuck the landing. One of the best shows of all time. Like, the ending, like, usually HBO shows, they stay a season too late, and the endings can be iffy. No, sir. Succession ended right on time. Beautiful ending. Stuck the landing. All-time great. I'll probably rewatch it next year. All-time great. You're going to like Shiv. Shiv is right up your alley.
What? She got... let me stop. I've said a lot.
Yeah, you said a lot. So one thing we can say is, where can the people find you?
People, make sure you follow me at Los Demix. That is at LOSDEEMIX on Twitter, on Instagram, on YouTube, on Twitch. Now that I'm finally in my new humble abode, I can finally get back on my thought and quest of teaching myself how to DJ.
Let's go.
Thinking about it more and more. I was out over the weekend at this local little cocktail bar I like to go to. We got to normalize getting cool with security, because I be going solo dolo. So the only people that I be wanting to speak to, or I be speaking to when I go out solo dolo, be security, because they have everyone's best interest at heart, hopefully. So I start speaking to security dudes, and me and this dude get a rapport a little bit. And I've come back a few times. So I was there last time, and we were talking about a new DJ they had, and he was like, "Yo, bruh." He came up to me, he was like, "Bruh, this DJ, she need help." And I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "Go in there and listen." So I go in there and listen. Oh, brother, it's a fucking hot ass mess. I come back to him. I said, "Yeah, I see what you mean." He said, "Bruh, this is why you need to start spinning ASAP, because she has no rhythm and she has no transitions." And I was like, "Yeah." All I said was, "Yeah, bro, the BPM's way off." He said, "Oh, so you know music talk." He said, "What are you waiting on? Stop playing with me. Get in there and learn how to do this."
Yeah, stop playing.
So I'm gonna stop playing. I got 6 months. I did say I wanted to start learning by the end of this year. I got 6 months. I've been wasting 6 months.
I believe in you.
I'm gonna get on it. I'm gonna get on it. Bam says we need to speak on it after dark. Brother, have you heard this episode?
It's dark here.
Yeah.
It's dark over here.
And we all the same color when the lights go out.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you can find me on the Bird app at Danny Ocean 41.
Oh, man.
For those of you who are near TV and who have access to the WNBA app right now, the Fever and the Sun, it's 78-81 with 9 seconds left. That sounds like a lot of fun. Find us on Instagram and Twitter, speak_on_pod. Follow us. You can also send us an email. Hold on, let me find it. You can speak to us, speakonitpod14@gmail.com. Send us your questions.
Send us your questions, people, particularly if you got relationship advice or questions, because as you can see,
we have two contrasting styles on how we deal with things. So you are going to get a range of answers, responses. And I feel like next week, Danny, we're going to have some very interesting
questions. Someone's going to ask you to send the link to your favorite Pornhub video at the way you've been talking tonight.
Let me tell you something. I found this video. It's a
I got to move.
Yeah. Y'all have a great evening. Again, speak on it, _pod, Twitter, Instagram. Every Tuesday, 7:30-ish. Come holler at us. Come hang out with us, and we'll catch you next time.
Yes. Shout out Kyle. Shout out Bam. Shout out Akili. Shout out everyone who pulled up and showed love. Shout out everyone who's watching via the audio adventure. We here. We love y'all. We appreciate y'all. And this next 100, we told y'all, we're going to keep the content coming, getting better every week. So much love. We appreciate y'all. What it is, you could have been anywhere in the world, but you here with us. So since you here with us, we gonna speak on it. You should too. Speak on it, baby.
Ooh. And we help.
Peace.